News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, People Before Profit councillor for Ballyfermot Drimnagh, Hazel Donortoon, has handed back her St. Patrick's Day parade tickets due to the unfolding situation in Gaza. She joins us now. Hazel, what has the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin got to do with what is happening in Gaza?
Well, for me, usually I would attend annually. It's a privilege to get the tickets in the stands. And considering the amount of hours you're away from the home, it's nice to spend the time with the family. And this year, I was just considering when the email had gone out around the circulation of tickets, and it just didn't feel appropriate this time when you're hearing Palestinian mothers broadcasting on our national airways talking about their children starving and now starving to death. And we've been asking for our government to do more, particularly around the St. Patrick's Day. And I thought, for me, this is just for me, that it just wouldn't feel right to be going out and celebrating, taking a day off from what's happening around the world, that kind of dystopian vibe that's on it. And I wanted to make my own stand to just say I just didn't feel right for me to be going in to celebrate on St. Patrick's Day. So I just gave the tickets back to Dublin City Council on that premise.
And do you think other people shouldn't go to St. Patrick's Day, the St. Patrick's Day parade?
No, I think people should do whatever feels naturally for them and their families. I'm different in that, I'm a public rep. And I do take it very serious.
So what's the link? I don't get the link between St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin and what's happening in Gaza is awful. And I totally understand how upsetting that is for everybody. But what's the link between going to St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin and what's happening in Gaza?
Well, for me, it was a personal case that I have been out campaigning with a lot of people, as you probably know, and everybody has seen on the grounds of what's happening is horrific. And we've been asking our government to not attend festivities in America for St. Patrick's Day, to go over hand and over balls of shamrock, if that's the case that they can make that stand. So for me, that was the part that I was saying is, look, the small bit that we can do in Dublin City Council, we don't have that much of power that's always been broadcasted. And that's the stand that I would like to make. So it's a personal stand. It's not a reflection on people in the public who want to do
what would it achieve if Leo Varadkar didn't go to Washington, other than closing the door to Ireland for all future St. Patrick's Day and losing a crucial ally and, I suppose, missing the opportunity to speak to President Biden about what's happening and maybe force the case and also give a boost to Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, I think the coverage has been around that has been said is what exactly could our government do with going over to the festivities in America, and I understand that, but I think it would have been far more effective if they had have taken the stand and not gone over to put the extra pressure on what America could do and what the Biden administration could do to support the people of Gaza. I mean, it's a case of that they are probably in the most powerful position that they can be in to do something. And that's what we were saying when we were saying that they shouldn't go over. And that's for the leaders of all parties. That's just not our Taoiseach. That's anybody that's attended it.
And do you accept if we did that, the door would be forever closed? We would never be asked back to the White House on St. Patrick's Day?
No, I don't accept that at all.
But how would we be asked back? I mean, you do something like that once, you never get asked back.
I don't think so. I think that would be a very short-minded approach to it. I think, in consideration, you can even see the coverage that's coming back, how the Biden administration is now taking the biggest hit that they're taking on their campaign because of their lack of movement and the support of the Palestinian people. So for me, I couldn't see that would be the case at all. But sure, that's probably the gamble they take in taking something so serious.
Is this just virtue signalling on your part?
Not at all, no, because it would be if there was a case I was asking everybody to probably be boycott and enforce, in my opinion, upon people. This is just something that I've done. As I said, I'm a public rep. I've often put statements out on things that I'm doing. I like to be transparent as a public rep. And that's what I've done there. That was it. I just put the point out. I said, it doesn't feel like it's something that I can do with my morals to just take a day off after being putting so much campaign and been calling on the government to be doing not attending the events themselves, to then just take that day off, go in and wave the flag and feel that it's just not really where I would be as a person to be doing that. So this is just a thing that I was doing myself.
Hazel,
I understand that.
Hazel Donortoon, People Before Profit Councillor for Ballyfermot Drimnagh. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know if you agree or disagree. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.